offers. Offer ends.
Cardinals baseball on ESPN Radio 93.5 WSJK Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana. Brought to you by Kramer Siding and Windows. Get a free estimate and take advantage of their spring sale. Kramer Siding and Windows.
The Attorney General's on deadline. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Today's the day House Democrats demanded the full Mueller report and could push for a subpoena.
You got the chairman of the Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, saying go ahead and make public classified information. And then you have the chairman of the Judiciary Committee saying go ahead and make public grand jury material. Now that's scary.
Republican Jim Jordan's on the Judiciary Committee. Attorney General Barr has said he may put out a redacted version by the middle of the month. The special counsel concluded there was no Trump-Russia collusion, but Democrats want to see evidence he considered on possible obstruction of justice. Democrats may also issue subpoenas after a White House whistleblower said the Trump administration gave security clearances to 25 people who had been denied them. Senior advisor and presidential son-in-law Jared Kushner's clearance has already been under scrutiny, but he tells Fox he's been accused of all sorts of things.
All of those things have turned out to be false.
A disaster bill failed in the Senate in a dispute over more money for Puerto Rico as Republicans also demand Midwest flood relief. President Trump reacted.
The president writing Puerto Rico got $91 billion for the hurricane, more money than has ever been gotten for a hurricane before, and all their local politicians do is complain and ask for more money. He continued, the polls are grossly incompetent, spend the money foolishly or corruptly, and only take from USA. The best thing that ever happened to Puerto Rico is President Donald J. Trump. The president has feuded with San Juan's mayor since Hurricane Maria hit the island in September of 2017. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
A second woman is now claiming former Vice President Biden touched her inappropriately, wrapping his hands around her face, rubbing noses.
It didn't feel sexual. It just felt like a total invasion of my space.
Amy Lapo says it happened 10 years ago at a fundraiser in Connecticut. She's coming forward because people have been calling Biden's first accuser a liar. Biden has said he doesn't believe he's acted inappropriately with women. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
We're still waiting to see if Joe Biden runs for president. When Bernie Sanders and Beto O'Rourke got into the Democratic race, they each raised about $6 million in the first 24 hours. We're finding out more about two of their rivals, starting with Kamala Harris.
Her campaign has raised $12 million, claiming 98% of contributions were under $100 each, with $6 million of that coming from digital donations. Her disclosure coming within hours of South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg's, who says he raised over $7 million, and that's before an official campaign launch. Meanwhile, Progressive Senator Elizabeth Warren's finance director resigning, as Warren appears to be struggling in early fundraising. Candidates have until April 15th to file their campaign finance report with the Federal Election Commission. Sean Langell, Fox News.
Lawmakers in New Zealand have voted overwhelmingly to support new gun control and a bill that would ban the types of weapon used in last month's shootings at two mosques that left 50 people dead. A new gun law will soon be signed in Colorado by the state's Democratic governor, allowing officials to take weapons away from people deemed a danger to themselves or others.
The Democratic-controlled state house approved the Senate red flag bill that would confiscate the guns. It allows families and police to petition courts to have the guns taken. The legislation also requires gun owners prove they're not a danger to have their guns returned. Many Republican legislators opposed the bill, saying gun owners would have no way to challenge decisions under the law. Several Colorado County statutes echo that. 13 other states have such a law in the books, including Florida, which passed a similar measure after the Parkland school shooting last year. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Now, some Republican sheriffs in Colorado are so opposed that half the state's counties are declaring themselves Second Amendment sanctuaries, won't enforce the law. On Wall Street, stock futures are flat ahead of the opening bell next hour. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hey, good Tuesday morning. ESPN 93.5.
Happy birthday, Stevie.
Thank you. And if you ever wanted to see our YouTube channel, I dressed this morning.
How about that?
Normally, us radio guys, you know, we're not in jammies, but generally not super dressed.
But the suit jacket on.
Yeah, wearing a suit jacket. Can't remember if I've ever done that, but I suppose, hey, why not?
Why not?
News brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, he picked Virginia Tech, didn't he? Over Duke.
Yeah, he
really
did.
Really close game, though.
Yeah.
Justin Gensler, 217 Mortgage Team, Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Urbana leaders last night made a decision about G1 liquor licenses, which allow video gaming machines in businesses. The council decided to stop giving those licenses until the city's liquor license ordinance is overhauled. Mayor Diane Marlin says the current liquor code did not anticipate that there would be video gaming in liquor stores or grocery stores. Champaign Park District officials say whether the Martin Center at Human Kinetics Park includes a pool depends on fundraising, and they're still working on it. The News Gazette says the development director says more than $10 million has been raised for the Martin Center, which will go up at 1501 North Market Street. We now know the name of the wrong-way driver involved in a crash that killed an Illinois State Trooper over the weekend. Trooper Gerald Ellis died when his vehicle was hit head-on as he was headed home on Saturday. Dan Davies was driving the vehicle that hit him. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Looking to buy a home in 2019? Don't leave your mortgage up in the air. Go with the lender that has the numbers to back it up.
Hi, my name is Justin Gensler with the 217 Mortgage Team at IMB. 2018 was an amazing year. As I look back and think about the over 250 families I helped through the mortgage process, I feel blessed to have had the opportunity to do what I do every day. In 2018, I helped numerous first-time home buyers. I helped clients purchase lower-end foreclosure homes. Growing families buy homes with more room. Families downsizing due to their children leaving to start their own family. All the way to luxurious high-end custom homes. So this year, when you make that next step, call me, Justin Gensler, Champaign County's number one lender.
Champaign County lender ranking, sourced by CoreLogic.
Illinois National Bank. We make banking easy. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, and MLS number 477621. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
Here's your weather, brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist, from simple to simply magnificent. Two locations, Village at the Crossing Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. And again, good morning, Diane Ducey.
Morning. We've got a high 56 expected, down to around 34 this evening. More clouds tomorrow with a high 60, low 45. 54 the high on Thursday, with rainy conditions and 80% shot at showers. As a wrap up the week Friday, we've got a high 62. Maybe up to 70 on Saturday. Right now, the temperature is at 37. ESPN 93.5.
I proudly wear on my lapel, I voted. First and only voter at my precinct. And I walked in and Norm, the head of photography studio in Mahomet, just turned great-grandfather. Norm was there. And I walked in. I thought they were, you know, voters talking, standing around. They said, are you here to vote? I said, yeah.
Oh, so it was the voting election judges.
It was the election judges, yeah.
Standing around.
Yeah. Lake of the Woods Photography, is that what Norm had?
Oh, that sounds right.
Anyway, so I walked in, and it was like everyone's like, well, it was early. It was like 10 after 6.
Sure, they so just opened.
All right, just opened. But usually I've never been in there with nobody else. So I expected, and I took my time and looked over my ballot for Champaign and voted and handed it in. And I'm looking around. I'm saying, anybody else? And then I said, gosh, here's hoping we get a million voters today. So you know what? These are generally low turnout. That means
right.
Every vote is big.
That's right.
So if you ever wanted to count more, Today's the day.
There you go.
You're like voting with a bullet vote. It's a big vote because the numbers probably, and it just traditionally is. I looked at one of the election judges and said, gosh, everybody must be happy. Nobody's going to turn out. Anyway, it's generally low turnout. So if you want yours to have more weight, you always think you don't matter. Today you matter.
So I had researched on Champaign County Clerk what my ballot looks like. It's so easy.
In Tolono.
It really helps me out.
Yeah, you can go
to
do
know
that.
What's coming.
I mean, I have Champaign City Council. I have Champaign School Board. Park Commissioner, Mayor, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, it probably takes a minute and a half. Yeah, because I have to have my glasses to color in the little thingy. Because you don't. You know, for my coloring days, I don't like getting out of line. So I make sure
I see.
Yeah. Anyway, it's time to vote if you want. It's April 2nd. It is our municipal stuff, so we'll see what happens.
Uh-huh.
And again, I don't think it's going to take a whole lot of votes to win a city council seat. But we'll have to see. But again, bottom line is, if you want to have more weight in your vote, today's the day.
Well, and a lot of people have done their early voting thing, so.
I don't think there's a lot of people doing this one. I mean, there's probably, it's just what it is. It just, hey, if there was a massive issue, believe you me. Now, if Rodney Davis were running, okay then. Everybody try and unseat Rodney.
Right.
Anyway. All right, 359-2255.
They're open until 7 today. I just was poking around.
7 p.m. if you feel like it, you know, I always like to because I want to do that.
Sure.
They say I did. I don't know if I've missed one in a very long time.
Exercise your right to vote.
Yep, I do. Okay, 359-2255.
By the way, speaking of that, as our text line, Carolyn has texted in, happy birthday, Stevie.
Thank you, Carolyn.
And lots of variety of people I know from being in your world that there's, you know, clients and there's church friends and there's family that have come in and work friends and just a whole variety of people that you've touched that have been stepping up inside the last 4 or 5 days saying, happy birthday.
Well, I like everyone else, wonder, you know, about what I've done. Everybody thinks that. What, have you done enough? And the feeling for me is always, no, I haven't. And have you meant enough? And the feeling is, yeah, I could do more. You know, it's always there. You're always reaching a little bit more. You know, we did a hug club a long time ago. I think we went to every county nursing home of the county and hugged just about everybody we could. And I just didn't think it was enough. So you do what you can, and you just press on and try and be good to people. But it's, you know, I guess this is a milestone birthday. And I'm just thankful, you know, because back in the day, this age was like, see ya, you know, you're about done. Get the watch and go home.
Don't say that.
It's just, but you know, it's changed.
Right.
I mean, your people are pretty vibrant into their 80s pretty commonly.
Yes.
Now. And even and beyond. So in any event, I'm very blessed with an amazing life. I thank God for it every single day that no matter what happens, I've lived it. And I'm thankful and great and at peace with everything and good. So it's just a joy to come in every morning. And I read in my study Bible the other day that the difference, and I said this at the party, you know, happiness is driven by world events. Joy is driven by your faith. And the joy is what I have. I have joy and I have mm-hmm. peace every day and things go up and down like everybody in life.
Mm-hmm.
And you hang in there and you just forge ahead when it gets challenging because every one of us gets knocked down. Just how you react to it. And being positive and being around positive people does in fact matter. It really does. If you surround yourself with negative people, you're a negative person. It's inevitable. If you surround yourself with good people, you have a much better likelihood of being good and doing good. But it's the people you surround you with, and you have a choice. You do have a choice. Sometimes it's difficult when there are people that maybe you don't have a lot of choice being around, and it's tough if you work with particularly a negative coworker or there's a family member that's really negative. That's challenging. But you just keep your eyes forward and you stay positive and you fill your body with positive things. You read things, you hear things, you think things. It's just a big deal to do that every day to try and have a better outlook on life. So, gosh, 714. You can text us if you like. 359-2255. We jump to our morning sports headlines. Are we worried about the Cubs yet?
I know. 8-0 with Atlanta on top.
And I know everybody is 158 games.
Right.
But there's a weird vibe in this organization
right now.
I don't know what's happening with the panic after last year's bad finish. Now there's all these rules. Now Joe Maddon isn't extended. Now there was buzz they were going to trade Chris Bryant. I don't know what they're doing.
Right. And they'll have the day off today to maybe assess after the six errors. And Joe Maddon kind of downhearted in his quotes after the game. I don't know.
Six errors is a lack of focus.
I know.
How they could have a lack of focus, I don't know.
Then Cleveland came out over the Chicago White Sox, had a big eighth inning. 5-3 was the final. White Sox have the day off today to assess. But Cardinals win.
Yeah.
That final was 6-5. What was that, 11 inning?
Yeah, it was 4-0. Seventh inning, temperature 35 degrees in Pittsburgh. Cold and windy and a sparse crowd on opening day as it goes because of the cold. But Cardinals, that was a good win.
Well, and on ESPN 93.5, we've got the action, and now we have your Redbird recap.
We had a long day's journey into night yesterday at PNC Park in Pittsburgh as the Cardinals and Pirates played just under 5 hours, 11 innings, and the Cardinals, who trailed by 4 runs up until the seventh inning, came back to spoil the Pirates' home opener 6-5. Colton Wong hit a 2-run homer in a 3-run seventh inning. Each team got a run in the eighth. A Moran home run in the bottom of the eighth inning gave the Pirates the lead. Felipe Vasquez was on the mound, but the Cardinals got a run against him on a pinch double by Jose Martinez. The 2-2 pitch for Martinez. A swing and a drive toward the gap in right center. That gets down, tying the game. The ball goes to the wall. Martinez digs for second. An RBI double. Then a pass ball allowed Paul DeJong to score the go-ahead run in the 11th. Tall right-hander, 27 years old, 6'5", 235 pounds. Working from the third base side of the rubber, his pitch inside, and it gets away from Cervelli. Coming down the line, the run scores. Paul DeJong scores for a 6-5 lead. Jordan Hicks got the win, John Gant the save, and John Gant got some help after a base on balls in the 11th. Two balls, two strikes on Marte, who has a hit, 2 runs scored today. For the runner at first, the pitch. Swing and a ground ball to Colton Wong. Flips to second, out on to first. Double play and a Redbird winner. The Cardinals won 6-5. It's Miles Michaelis against Jameson Taillon tomorrow night. We're on the air at 5:10. I'm John Rooney.
2019 single game tickets are on sale now and start at just $5. The upcoming season is filled with great matchups, including 2 weekend series with the Cubs, a long-awaited visit from Albert Pujols and the Angels, interleague play against the Royals, and much more. The promotion schedule is packed with 6 jersey giveaways and 5 bobbleheads. There's something for everyone in the 2019 season. Get your tickets at Cardinals.com. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
Giveaways, 6 jersey giveaways and 5 bobblehead giveaways.
Yeah, there's a lot coming up.
I am poking around on when those days are.
Hey, Cardinals, and they spend some money on that stuff now.
I know they do. So Coastal Carolina is who we'll take on at 6 o'clock tonight and tomorrow if you want to check out our Illini in action. On to the women's NCAA tournament. Their Final Four is set with Baylor's win over Iowa and Notre Dame beating Stanford. So it'll be Notre Dame and UConn. Of course, UConn is in it. And they were, what, a second seed this year?
Yeah, they're just slacking.
Whatever.
Slacking.
They just wanted a headline with the NCAA tournament judges. Anyway, and Baylor and Oregon will be going at it, too. Knicks over the Bulls. Pacers beat Detroit. NHL action had Winnipeg over the Blackhawks. And St. Louis Blues beat Colorado. Looks like Aaron Lynch, 6'6", 270 pounds, has a year contract extended now with the Bears. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
All righty. We want to get to our weather here in just a moment. And then we do have, this is our Blossom Basket giveaway day. So in just a moment, you want to think about who you think would really be brightened today with an incredible arrangement from Blossom Basket. So stand by. We'll solicit your nominees. And then at 8:35, I'll call Ron Bailey over the Blossom Basket Florist. Weather now brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 35 years at Watts with two T's, wattscopy.com.
High 56 expected. Some clouds today, down to around 34 this evening. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, high 60, low 45. Rainy on Thursday with a high 54. 62 as we wrap up the week Friday. And over the weekend, Saturday, we could get up to 70. Right now, the temperature's at 38. ESPN 93.5.
Check your Fox Business Minute, brought to you by Eric Bolin, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
I was just taking note that the Illinois basketball coach, Brad Underwood, will be in studio with Jeremy at 10 a.m.
Yep, today at 10. Friday at 10, it's Josh Whitman, the athletic director. So we've got a big week on the Jeremy Warner Show coming up. But today, Coach Underwood, 10 o'clock, 7:20.
From the Fox Business Network, drugstore company Walgreens Boots Alliance is reporting a disappointing quarter. It is also lowering expectations for its spring quarter. Whole Foods is planning more price cuts to take effect tomorrow. The Wall Street Journal says prices on more than 500 items will be reduced, including produce and meat. The cuts follow discounts at Kroger, Walmart, and other grocery chains. Walmart and Google are starting a voice ordering grocery service. It launches today. USA Today says all you have to say is, "Hey Google, talk to Walmart." You tell it what you want and it'll place the items in your virtual cart. It works on any device where Google Assistant is available. However, it will only work for shoppers within the range of 2,100 Walmarts with pickup or 800 Walmart stores that deliver. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Get more details today online at ESPNCU.com.
Yeah.
Two beautiful buses leaving from Health Alliance, which will give us a nice jump-off point to St. Louis. Nice spot there at Staley and Curtis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ESPN 93.5 in the
By the way, you can sign up to win that at the U of I Meat sales room, too.
Yep.
If you want to sign up to win a pair of tickets right off of Kirby, and that's near Maryland and Lincoln.
If you know anybody that needs a real lift up or maybe a way to go, or gosh, I want to get them a incredible Blossom Basket Florist flower arrangement, these are so nice. I mean, Ron Bailey and his staff do such a beautiful job. When you see one of these, you go, wow, where's that from?
Right.
So if you want to text in 359-2255, give us a few words about what you're thinking, who it's for, we'll make a decision. I say wheel. Diane will make a decision.
Thanks a lot. Oftentimes it's totally random because it's too hard.
Yeah, I know. I just say, what do you got?
And maybe you got election judges or someone who's volunteering a lot. There's a lot going on in the spring. You know, Illinois Marathon's being put together. I know for me, the junior prom's being put together and we're in the post-prom committee. There's so many volunteers that are stepping up. So make sure you get them that floral pat on the back today.
All right. All you have to do to get in here, and who knows, maybe you'll be the only one texting in on those. I don't know. I always say that so that it encourages people.
Exactly.
We get quite a few on this. But go ahead, 359-2255, 359-2255. Nominate somebody that you're thinking about today that could really appreciate a nice, beautiful, free arrangement that you thought of, and very thoughtful of you to think of this person. So you can text that in, 359-2255. We'll get with Dr. Todd later in the hour, our veterinarian friend, as we ask the vet on Tuesdays at 10 before 8. Houlihan's Restaurant is a fun, easy place. Talked to Sam yesterday. He's over there at the I Hotel Conference Center and Houlihan's Restaurant, where you can have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And if you're tired of waiting in line over the weekends, run over their beautiful buffet on Sunday.
The brunch is terrific.
Yeah.
And it's Mom's Day weekend on the U of I campus. So in case you want to take Mom there on Sunday, delicious. So many great options for you on their brunch. And on Tuesdays, I always have an asterisk because 5:30 to 7:30, they have different local acts performing live in the lounge. And today it's Jonathan. It's challenging to say his last name. So I think when we...
How would you spell Jonathan's last name?
I don't have it in front of me.
But it's a...
It's long and it sounds Dutch to me.
Okay.
It has two O's.
Then it's Jonathan.
At the end.
Uberheisen or something.
Something
Jonathan.
Like that.
Okay, fine.
So in any case, Jonathan is going to be performing his acoustic set today.
Ooh,
if you want to
like
check that out. I love it too.
Yeah.
And on Tuesdays, they have half price bottles of wine. Something new they've added. You can get your wine bottle sealed and taken home legally. A new style of leftovers at Houlihan's. So, yeah, if you don't finish your bottle of wine, you can take it home and they'll seal it up for you.
And that's now good to go.
Yeah.
All right. It's
not an open container in your vehicle.
Gotcha.
They have a style of doing that at Houlihan's. Half price bottles of wine, entertainment 5:30 to 7:30.
Houlihan's Restaurant, south of the State Farm Center. Well, Ben Quattrone, my friend over at Honda BMW, let me drive a Beamer for a week, and I don't know what I'm driving.
It is so nice.
It's a two-door, very sporty.
Right.
I think it gets 50 miles a gallon. I think it's a hybrid or something.
It looks like a leather interior.
It's gorgeous. It's a BMW, and again, at drivechampagne.com, they've got a new thing now where you go in and you click Honda's pre-owned or BMW, and then on that page on the right-hand side, it says express purchase. And people are doing it, and they'll deliver it. It's like, okay, I'll do that, and let's do the leather, and let's, and then all of a sudden, it's unbelievable.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, if you want to go over and see Ben Quattrone and all the beautiful vehicles they have, they're an award-winning dealership. And whatever I'm driving, I think it's a 440, but it's a Beamer. And just go see Ken over on the BMW side and see if you can test drive. It's Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com, drivechampagne.com.
Stevie J is styling in his 60th year.
I dressed up today, and we got comments when Brother Johnny and Brother Greg were on our radio the other day, and they popped back in.
All right.
What a treat and a joy, so let me do the news and come back with them.
Sounds good.
ESPN 93.5.
And raise funds at walkms.org.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump on Twitter says he's the best thing to ever happen to Puerto Rico, but that the politicians there are incompetent. Senate Democrats blocked a disaster bill stripped of hurricane relief funding for the island, and Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the administration is sitting on billions already approved.
And this is more than a year after they were appropriated by Congress. $20 billion sitting there as people suffer.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
This is no time for our colleagues across the aisle to prioritize a political fight with the president ahead of the urgent needs of communities across our country.
The block bill does include new money for Midwest flooding relief. Pope Francis issues a statement saying that women have legitimate claims to seek more justice and equality in the Catholic Church. He's not going so far as suggesting that women be allowed to become priests or necessarily be placed in Vatican leadership positions. This is Fox News.
Done right now. Your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign Park District officials say whether the Martin Center at Human Kinetics Park includes a pool depends on fundraising, and they're still working on it. The News Gazette says the development director says more than $10 million has been raised for the Martin Center, which will go up at 1501 North Market Street. The head of the park district says that's not enough to include a pool at this point. Authorities are asking for the public's help in identifying a woman accused of using a stolen debit card. On Wednesday, February 13th, a person's wallet was stolen from Walgreens at 407 East Green Street C, and a debit card that had been in that wallet was used at various spots around Champaign that night and the next day. The suspect is described as being in her mid-20s with long black hair in braids and big eyes. If you know anything, you're asked to contact Crime Stoppers at 217-373-TIPS. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
All right, 7:36, it's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service. Looking better.
Yeah, it's nice to see the sunshine. Today's high 57, 34 our low tonight. More clouds tomorrow, high 60, low 45. Rainy on Thursday with a high 54. 62 Friday, partly cloudy. Saturday, some clouds, but a high 70. Sounds terrific. Right now, the temperature's at 39. ESPN 93.5.
All right, Brother John and Brother Greg, so this is first ever we've had two appearances with Greg. Johnny's been on for, well, actually since the time you got stuck in the snowstorm in New Orleans in 1987.
Okay.
That was a while ago. Yeah, Johnny was really, he called and we were on another station and he said, okay, we're not very set up down here and we have one canister of Morton salt in New Orleans. And just sarcasm thing. And then he says, okay, the car has turned and made the light. Now it's red again. Okay. It was a two-hour event.
A little ice and snow doesn't come off.
Right.
Well, we wanted to say happy birthday,
Steve. Well, thank you.
Official day today.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. And, Brother Greg is...
happy birthday.
You know, people said, I didn't know about your older brother. And he's... how would you describe Greg? Character?
Greg's our older brother. Quite a character.
Quite a character.
I'm a legend in my own mind.
Yeah, he's got a lot of personality and a lot of interesting ideas. And I think he's creative and he can also have so many fun chapters
in life too.
But Greg's one of the only people I've ever met that can open anything and fix it.
Okay.
I mean, what do you want to open? You want to open a door, a hood, a trunk? He's got it.
Okay.
I can't do that. So anyway, guys, I appreciate coming by.
Well, Steve, as I was telling you, you're looking great. You're the looking good, Greg.
Yeah,
I was telling Greg, to be 60 again.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'll trade with you.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing though. But as you get to an age that you used to think was old, then you think, well, that's not so bad.
Well, I remember when you came home, you were in the basket in the front seat, no airbags, no car seats,
mm-hmm.
and all three of us were looking over the front seat mm-hmm. from the back seat,
mm-hmm.
no car seats,
right.
Seat belt.
Yeah.
We only had the little waist seat belts anyway.
Yeah, right.
But you were sleeping like a baby.
Yeah, we were fascinated.
I had a lot of hair, didn't I? I had black hair.
Yeah.
A lot of black hair.
Okay.
What happened to my hair?
All you brothers can say that in the cafeteria family.
Well,
what about Mary? I mean, she hasn't come in, but as far as the order, it's Greg,
John, Mary, Steve.
That's right.
Mary has hair.
Yes,
right.
She does.
And 10, 12, 14, 16 were the ages when we went to India.
Okay.
So it's always 2 years apart.
Okay.
So that's easy to remember how old to catch
a train.
Well,
a real similar path is the Doocy family.
Well, there were more than four.
Susan, Gary, Linda, Michael, Mary, Jean, me.
Five?
Six.
Six of you.
I am the six.
Okay. Six Doocys. That's a big, good
family.
But,
I mean,
there.
We palled around together from the high school days, and I'm glad that you've rekindled some friendship with that, Greg, and
nice
connecting with Gary.
Yeah. Okay, guys, thanks for dropping by.
Well, many happy returns.
Thank you.
CJ.
I appreciate you both.
All right. Appreciate you, Steve.
All right, thank you, Brother Johnny, Brother Greg. Text in for Blossom Basket.
Yes. Got more and more coming in.
Okay, you can text them. I'm giving out a free, beautiful arrangement courtesy of Ron Bailey and the Blossom Basket Floors.
Sounds great.
All you got to do is text us 359-2255, 359-2255. That's our text to talk about anything and also to nominate somebody for a Blossom Basket Florist arrangement, somebody you're thinking about today that you would like to lift up or congratulate or something. ESPN 93.5. Brush up on the fundamentals behind sound financial planning for Financial Literacy Month. That's this month. Busey Wealth Management encourages you to begin your path to savings today. Automate your savings. Starting small is fine. Just start. $10 a week. Experts suggest saving 15% of your income for retirement, but if you can't do that, do something. It's better than nothing, and then don't touch it. If a few $100 turns into a few $1,000, sooner you begin saving, the better. Even modest savings can add up over time. Busey Wealth Management has a team of professionals who can help you achieve your dreams for retirement. To get started, visit Busey.com or stop by one of their many convenient locations today. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, they're terrific at what they do, and they've been doing it a while, 150-plus years now. Investment products and services not FDIC insured may lose value, no bank guarantee. All right, I'm going to check our sports coming up. Cardinals are a very solid win, come from behind. Cubs are making us scratch our heads a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's not panic time, but I think it's a weird thing, kind of a culture thing that's changed in Chicago. Here's hoping it's not a trend. And they were able to right the ship. But again, they kind of instilled these rules, and Joe Madden didn't get extended, and this is his last year. And the Cubs have a wonderful lineup, but they do six errors last night. Johnny just told me the first time in the history of Chicago Cubs baseball they were shut out and had six errors.
Right.
I've never even heard of six errors.
I know.
That's a kick in the pants there. You can't do that. I got to look at that. I did not hear about that, but that's pretty bad baseball. All right, sports next. Then Dr. Todd Likens, the pet pro, coming up. You can nominate somebody for our Blossom Basket arrangement this morning. 359-2255. ESPN 93.5. Let's check your sports headlines with Diane Ducey.
Illinois baseball in action at 6 o'clock tonight and tomorrow. Take it on number 19, Coastal Carolina. Those should be some good games. We've had Cleveland over the Chicago White Sox 5-3 yesterday. White Sox with the day off today. Atlanta over the Cubs 8-0. Cubs fans are scratching their heads, especially regarding the 6 errors during the game. They'll have the day off today to assess. But sounds like no fun in the world of Joe Maddon, and it used to be that he'd have these different tactics to keep the team back on track. But
so you got a Brian had an error, Rizzo had 2, Baez had 1, Bote had 1, Zagunas, I don't know him, had 1. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Wow. It's unreal.
Too bad.
Yeah.
Well, you'll hear the action tomorrow against Atlanta on US 105.9. So what I like to play is our Redbird recap because the Cardinals won. It was 6-5 over Pittsburgh.
We had a long day's journey into night yesterday at PNC Park in Pittsburgh as the Cardinals and Pirates played just under 5 hours, 11 innings, and the Cardinals, who trailed by 4 runs up until the 7th inning, came back to spoil the Pirates' home opener 6-5. Colton Wong hit a 2-run homer in a 3-run 7th inning. Each team got a run in the 8th. A Moran home run in the bottom of the 8th inning gave the Pirates the lead. Felipe Vasquez was on the mound, but the Cardinals got a run against him on a pinch double by Jose Martinez. The 2-2 pitch for Martinez. A swing and a drive toward the gap in right center. That gets down, tying the game. The ball goes to the wall. Martinez digs for second. An RBI double. Then a pass ball allowed Paul DeJong to score the go-ahead run in the 11th. A tall right-hander, 27 years old. 6'5", 235 pounds. Working from the third base side of the rubber, his pitch inside. It gets away from Cervelli. Coming down the line, the run scores. Paul DeJong scores for a 6-5 lead. Jordan Hicks got the win. John Gant the save. And John Gant got some help after a base on balls in the 11th. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Marte, who has a hit, 2 runs scored today. With a runner at first, the pitch. Swing and a ground ball to Colton Wong. Flips to second, out on to first. Double play and a Redbird winner. The Cardinals won 6-5. It's Miles Michaelis against Jamison Tyone tomorrow night. We're on the air at 5:10. I'm John Rooney.
Well, in basketball, the women's NCAA tournament Final Four is set with Notre Dame beating Stanford 84-68. They'll face UConn. Baylor over Iowa 85-53. They'll have Oregon. The Knicks beat the Bulls 113-105. Pacers over Detroit 111-102. Kentucky has a long-term contract now with John Calipari,
yep.
$48 million over 6 years. He ended this season at 30-7 for Final Four.
Yeah, he's there till he retires. Good for
exactly.
him.
Exactly.
Yep. Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast from the National Weather Service.
I just had a reset. Okay. 56 with partly cloudy conditions today, down to 34 tonight, up to 60 tomorrow, more clouds and a low 45. We've got a chance of showers in the evening, and on Thursday, an 80% chance of rain, high 54, low 46. Right now, the temperature's at 38. ESPN 93.5.
Coming up, Ask the Vet, Dr. Todd Likens. You have a doggy or cat type question, 359-2255 to get that in. Todd is next.
Hi, this is Kenny Chesney.
Kenny Chesney's coming to town, and you'll want to be at Pia Sports Bar and Grill before the show. Join our very own Diane Ducey at Pia Sports Bar and Grill between 4 and 6 p.m. on Friday, April 5th before the Kenny Chesney concert.
D1, we are figuring out who gets the Blossom Basket Florist beautiful free bouquet from you. Beautiful flower arrangement. We'll call Ron Bailey late next hour and get that person on the phone. So anyway, if you still want to nominate somebody, have 5 more minutes here to get it in, and then we'll make the decision, make the call next hour. So it's a free arrangement. I don't know, valued at whatever, 50. I mean, it's really nice. 359-2255. If you got somebody you're thinking about this morning that you would just like to say, hey, this is for me. It's of course all free, but you're thinking of them, and awfully kind of you to put them in here. So just text us, say, hey, I've got a friend, they got this, or it's a big day, a birthday, anniversary, something. 359-2255, 359-2255. Aren't every Tuesday we talk doggies and cats. From the Pet Pro, they have a location in Mohammed by the police station. Always secure with the debarking dogs, no worries there. And at Madison Kirby in Champaign, Dr. Todd Likens, there is a new strain of dog distemper in North America. What you say, man?
Well, it may be, they may have it under control, but I just read a report that there's a very deadly strain of distemper that came over from Asia. They think it came from, in some of the dogs, they,
Bruce,
from Korea again, which is where the dog flu came from, that, that the rescue groups had saved dogs from the meat markets over there and they fly them into the States.
Hmm.
And there's no real import restrictions or quarantines, and they think a dog got in with this new strain of Asian distemper.
Yikes.
That can be very deadly. Now, the good news is, if your distemper is current, your dog should be protected, is what they're thinking. So just make sure your doggies are current on their distemper. They may have it isolated, but it's best to get them up to speed before the crisis occurs.
Yeah.
So, right, again, I'll keep watching and let you know if it's spreading, but it may be just an isolated case and they've got it quarantined and everything's good, but we won't know for a little bit.
Well, what are some of the symptoms that go along with this, Dr. Todd?
Well, ain't feeling good. That's the best thing the biggest thing you'll notice. A lot of them have respiratory signs, fever, loss of appetite, those type things.
Okay, I guess when you hear the word temper, you just assume there's anger issues with the dog.
Oh no, it's distemper. It's a viral type infection, and it can spread into the brain type thing and cause seizures and death.
Yeah. Well, this hasn't really made the news, and we won't include any names. But it was a bad situation in Tolono, where a pit bull apparently bit a woman 77 stitches.
Mm-hmm.
And pit bulls can be sweethearts, or are they just normally kind of mean?
Well, no, they're sweethearts. But the problem is, if the dog gets mad one time in its life, they're big, powerful dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And so they can do some real damage. A chihuahua will chew you up, but its bites are not as powerful as a larger dog.
Yeah.
Right. The dog walker was walking their dog, and then this dog got out and kind of an attack mode, and another person got in between and at least, tried to rectify the situation. But the person, had to go to the hospital for this 6-inch gash on the leg.
It's out there all the time.
Yep.
If you check news, these bites, and some of them are very serious, occur. Owners with big, powerful dogs need to be responsible.
It's something to always keep in mind. And then people say, well, my dog doesn't bite, and you don't even know, and they don't know the person and all these other things. You got to be so careful. That's why whenever you approach an animal, you totally ask the owner if it's okay to pet your dog. Mm-hmm. You have to ask.
Absolutely. Or even think about coming to your vet clinics. People come in, they let dogs socialize. You don't know that other dog.
Yeah,
you don't know if it's sick.
Yep.
You don't know if it's aggressive. Keep your pets at a safe distance until everything's well under control.
Yep. And you've looked into the law, Stevie. There's like a one bite rule.
Yeah, in Illinois, you get one bite, but after that report, then it's like you're in trouble the second
one.
Yeah, at least legally, I believe that's the rule.
Yeah, the animal control gets all the power once bites occur.
Yep.
I know there's people that are, going to court over some of their rulings, and they can impound and do all sorts of things.
Yeah, the impounding has happened now for 10 days.
Well, and there was a time, our first home, one of the neighbor's dog who always was on a chain barking. I mean, it's so sad. It's just that's where the dog was all the time. Anyway, I walked around because the dog had gotten out. I was going to knock on their door and tell them, and that darn thing charged me.
Yeah.
And
I backed up about 40 yards backing up and had my arm out ready to give up my arm.
Right.
And it stopped at a certain point when I got out of the territory, I guess. But chows can be tough, too, man.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Any dog can. So and trust me, they break leashes and all sorts of things. So, you always treat respect. And, that's why, they screen for how the dogs are going to be raised. I mean, you think about these dogs that are on chains all the time, they get neurotic from not being allowed to, have some freedom and move around.
Right. Well, again, like a lot of things in life, it's the parents. I mean, you've got to
stay on it.
Yep. Listen, Todd, where do people find you?
Hey, we're Kirby and Madison. We're by the police station, Muhammad, 355-PET.
We need to get Charlie and Bella in to visit with Bruce and get a dog back.
Get all that dead hair out. Yeah. Ready for summer.
How did you know? Charlie has a lot of hair.
Right.
I bet you if I brought him in today, Walter would go, I quit.
Yeah, he might.
Hey, Todd, you're the man. Thank you, buddy.
All right, see you guys.
That's Dr. Todd Likens, the pet pro, if you need a good veterinarian. He's All right, he's at Madison Kirby, the pet pro.
Actually, Olive's going in today.
All right.
We're
going
to see about getting the operation to get her spayed or neutered or whatever it is for a female dog.
I think it's a spay.
Okay, thank
for
you.
That, I think. Yeah.
And we're getting people texted in 359-2255 for Blossom Basket.
Hey, good to have you listening on this Tuesday morning, ESPN 93.5. Every month we try.